Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Tuesday, May 24th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn down 4.25 cents at 782, July wheat up 13.25 cents at 1203.5, and July beans up 4 cents at 1691. We did not see any export sales here this morning. There's rumors that China bought more beans out of Brazil. Crop progress reports yesterday weren't as bad as people thought. 50% of the beans planted versus 55 on average. 72% of the corn planted versus 79 on average. The big draw has been Minnesota and North Dakota. North Dakota still has about 10 million acres of corn to get planted in the next week to 10 days. We'll see if they can do that. Winter wheat improved 1 percentage point to 28% good to excellent, but still in very rough shape. And spring wheat, only 49% planted versus 83 on average. Obviously, that's a problem out here. So my guess is corn will be under some pressure here today. Beans under a little bit of pressure. And I think the wheat will try to hang in there as best as it can. The dollar is down 9 ticks at the moment. We're not right around 102, but still way too high. Informa came out and said that Ukrainian grain production is going to go their previous estimate was 41.4 million metric tons to 48.3. Wheat just up slightly from 16.96 to 17.1. Corn from 18.5 million metric tons to 25.2. Exports from 33 to 39. So there's, you know, grain out there in Ukraine that maybe people didn't think were going to be there. Apparently, Lithuania bought some grain from Ukraine via Poland, and it looks like there's other avenues trying to open up to get Ukrainian grain out. So if they're successful, that certainly puts a little bit of a damper on the people that said nothing would come out of Ukraine. There's also reports that, there's some smart people that think that Putin's going to be gone by early next year, if not sooner. They think his medical issues, mainly stomach cancer and perhaps Parkinson's, when he goes in for surgery, he may just be put into a long-term health care facility and quietly drummed out of power. But, he's a pretty smart cookie, and I'm sure he's going to try to do something to prevent all that. But in the mean case, he may not have long to live one way or the other anyway. Overall, we've got a little bit of risk off the dollars. The Dow Jones is down 175 points at the moment. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag out here, but maybe corn and beans under a little pressure, wheat strong. We'll see if we can carry the day. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEAD.